This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Big Bang Theory is done. We asked if anybody that listens to our show watches it. We just haven't heard a lot of buzz about this and didn't get many texts.
No.
From people that love it. Here's the thing. When you take the laugh track out of it, it's actually just a really awkward show. Check this.
Benny, dear, why don't you shoot another silver bullet my way?
Get one yourself.
Ooh, somebody's been taking bitchy pills.
God, he's an ass when he drinks.
Well, he's an ass when he doesn't. You just don't hear it.
I think we need to start entertaining the possibility that the shamey could go on for years.
If that's the case, Benny will have to get satellite TV and maybe once a week want to vacuum through this place.
So
that's how they have to film it, too. They have to have those pauses, right?
For people to laugh that they could insert. Anyway, it's way better if you actually take Lisa's laugh and put it into it. You ready for this?
Excuse me. Sheldon.
Hey, Leonard, have you gotten married yet?
No, why?
Good, don't do it.
Why not?
Some important new information has come to light. Women are the worst. I thought it was paper cuts, but I was wrong. No piece of paper ever cut me this deep.
What happened now?
Amy has ended our relationship.
Oh, no, seriously?
What's going on?
Amy broke up with Sheldon.
She did?
Is Penny crying?
No.
No, of course not. They thrive on our suffering.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
They needed...
Ew, my laugh. That was horrible for me to sit through.
Filmed in front of a live studio audience of one. Do you have a camping hack that has changed your experience for the better? 780-784-7107. Got some good texts rolling in.
Oh, yeah. Morgan wrote in, I'm so hungry. She says, big, juicy pork chops marinated in a Ziploc bag with soy sauce and garlic. Marinate it for a day and then grill over the open fire. They will be the best pork chops you've ever had.
Cassie says, my hack is don't go camping. You'd probably agree with that one.
You know what? The older I get, the more I appreciate people that glamp. Because I still want to go and have fun with my friends and sit around a fire. But when it comes to going to bed, ugh, I hate sleeping on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a diva, but away she goes.
One of my biggest problems with camping is my ice always melts, and it's always so hard to get new ice. Like, you're like, oh, it's what, 40 kilometers away?
Yeah, you got to be like calling friends that are on their way to the campsite.
Exactly. So I got a couple tips on that. If you keep your ice in a block, it'll melt less
slower.
Steadily.
Yeah,
slower is the word I was looking for there. Or if you keep it in Ziploc bags, if you like if you're drinking, you know, spiced and Coke, and you want loose ice, keep it in a Ziploc bag.
For sure.
It's just the less surface area it has, the slower it melts.
Well, we got a text saying if you don't like your ice melting, you just fill up those huge water bottles and freeze those as well. And then once that melts, you drink it. It's just so smart.
Really smart.
Yeah.
You got one for us?
I do. And I know Lisa loves her pizza. So you take a cooked pizza. You want to eat it later, you have no way to heat it up. You just put it in a pan, heat it on the barbecue, and then it keeps the bottom nice and crispy.
Wow.
So do you take it, like, just in the box? Or do,
yeah.
I guess that would get soggy at a cooler. Could you bag
Ziploc.
It?
You could.
Yeah. I usually take a bucket of chicken in a bag. I call it the bagel bucket.
Pretty good.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. We appreciate it. Have a great long weekend.
You too.
Okay, see ya, girl.
Hot 107, sorry, I double-clicked that button, just like my dad every time he uses a computer mouse. We're talking about camping hacks, some awesome stuff rolling in. Apparently, salt rock is really good mixed in with your ice.
But you don't drink that ice, though.
No, but then you can put more ice on top of that in a bag if you want.
Okay, okay.
And it just keeps the cooler cold all weekend.
I love Connor's text, and I think I need to join him and his friends when they go camping. He writes in saying, my buddies welded a toilet seat onto a truck hitch. You back the truck into the bush, you
yeah.
got your toilet on the go.
What?
That is so good.
But wouldn't, like, I'd want it to be a bush, like, a couple campsites away. You wouldn't back it right next to, like, Yeah, the dumper's right there.
Yeah,
you know
no,
what
you
I mean?
You park by like the family's campground or campsite down the way, right?
What's up?
Go camping with friends that have trailers.
Yeah, and like barbecues and boats.
Yeah, they'll feel bad, especially if you're going alone.
Well, you can just give the puppy dog eyes as you're unpacking the tent, and they'll be like, come on in, you can have the guest room.
It works every time.
You know what, though? The sad part is you're kind of wrecking their, like, opportunity to...
No sound effects.
Sorry, what? They're not going to do it with you in the trailer in the back, so...
Yeah, well, you know what? They have kids. Too, so they're not going to do it with them in there either.
Good point. All right, you're safe then.
Brown sugar, she likes to call the show, yeah.
The war of fun is over. Yay!
If you're not a big fan of Kenny, well, maybe this might help to try and change your mind.
Saskatchewan is apparently still being pouty and not letting liquor in the provincial parks, but... Kenny announced that Alberta is lifting that ban this weekend, and summer festivals moving forward will be a lot more just lenient with their liquor laws.
Which would be very nice, because beer gardens can be frustrating to get into. Mm-hmm. The lines seem to be a lot longer, so yeah, that'd be nice.
Or like you're stuck in the back corner, and you're like, ugh, none of my friends are in here with me. Is this? Do I have a problem? I just wanted a beer. Anyway, we decided to take his speech... and add some swear words, because if the war of fun is over...
Sometimes you got to throw an F-bomb in when you're really excited.
Exactly. So he didn't actually swear in this. It's fabricated. I've bleeped it, so it's safe for the kids. But it does just sound better with some swear words in it.
As we know, we're on the cusp of the May long weekend, a Victoria Day long weekend. Before and during the last campaign, I said the United Conservative government will end the war on fun. And today is the beginning of the end of the war on f***ing fun, with regulations that we are announcing to make it easier for people to responsibly consume alcohol in provincial parks. And in the future, people will be able to grab a beer and walk around a summer festival in this province without fear of being f***ing arrested or ticketed or fined. You know, if they can do this in pretty much every country of Europe, I think we can treat Albertans as responsible grown-ups as well.
Wow. See? Great edit job. That sounded so legit.
Thank you. Quick, feel me.
We're asking you if you prefer soft or rough hands on a man. Wow. Like, is that a baby's bottom?
Can you put on some gloves? Why are you so cold?
Because I'm a girl. We have cold hands all the time.
A girl at Slow Pitch yesterday, as we were shaking hands, said, wow, you have such soft hands.
Were you offended, or did you say thank you?
I said thank you. She looked like she wanted me to put those hands all over her.
So this made us very curious. Do women prefer soft hands mm-hmm. over rough hands? And the text sign, surprisingly to me, is 50-50. I love this text from Taylor. She's like, I prefer soft hands. Otherwise, they ruin my Lululemons when they try to touch my bottom. And that is just, I love your priorities, because Lulus are not cheap.
That's true. So true. You got to watch out for hangnails, too, for that same reason.
It's true.
They'll catch into that fabric and loose threads everywhere. Hilarious. I thought we would get more rough hands than soft.
Well, this text here from Carol says, I mean, rough is okay sometimes, but I also don't want to be cut by your callus-filled hands.
Right.
Because it can be kind of gross sometimes when you shake hands with someone that it feels rough.
Do you think somewhere like Edmonton, there's more girls that like rough hands because, like, it means their dude is working hard in a labor job, whereas in Vancouver, everybody's so soft that it's like, oh, no, please.
I don't know.
Gross. Callus. What's that?
New study says that men are just as likely to engage in tear-down gossip as women.
Get out of here.
Science has busted the myth that women are the ones that walk around talking about others behind their backs. Men do it just as much, if not more.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, did you hear what Lisa was talking about? What's your favorite drink combo?
I'd say Wendy's number 8, because that's the chicken strip combo, or maybe McDonald's.
No, your favorite drink combo, like beer and clam, or lime slush and Corona. Just wondering if there's some interesting ones out there, because I've got a few I'd like to tell you about before May long weekend. All right, drink combinations, not combinations that come with drinks like Lisa thought I meant a few minutes ago. I'm talking your beer and clam. That's a pretty normal one.
Yeah, with pepper. Duh.
Jordan says beer and orange juice in the morning, which will surprise a lot of people, but it is terrific.
Yeah, I love that combination.
And I actually even tried to invent sport beer. Quench your drunk. That was the slogan. I couldn't find anybody to invest in my idea, but it is like Gatorade and beer. And what you do is you take the Gatorade first thing in the morning on like a camping weekend or whatever and have a like good, solid, ice cold, quenchy chug of it. And then you just slowly add your beer into it. And then by the time you're like, I don't know, an hour later, you've drank three beer.
Hydrate your drunk.
Hydrate your quench your drunk.
No, it's hydrate your drunk. I thought that was the tagline we thought of.
Fine. Then maybe that's it.
Anyway, you were listing off some pretty creative drink combinations that I've never even thought to do. Tamara texted in saying Paralyzers, which is your vodka, Pepsi, and milk.
And Kahlua.
But I suggested adding vanilla vodka instead.
Well, so speaking good. Of flavored vodkas, whipped cream vodka and root beer is apparently incredible. Fireball and cream soda
like
is
what?
One of the suggestions.
That sounds like a hangover from HDHE double hockey sticks.
You can say hell on this show. Coca-Cola and beer. I'm seeing on the text line a lot. I've never tried that.
Coca-Cola and beer?
I did try. It was a dark phase of my life, but mixing beer with rye and ginger. I don't know how I ended up doing it, but it's...
Are you okay? I'm worried about you. That's messed up.
No, that's not messed up. I had like a warm beer.
Okay, and I, so... Well,
you can't say that's messed up and then not let me defend myself.
Sorry. I have a really good drink combination that will please everyone next time you have a party.
What is it, Lisa?
Okay, so it's when you...
Let's get to it. What's your best drink of all time that will please everyone at a party?
So I learned this when I was a bartender at Hudson's, and you usually make them into dangles, and hand them out to like a group of people. You shake it up and everyone is always like, what was that? So I suggest making it in a punch bowl and serving it the next time you have a party. So there's two different recipes. I can text them to you if you don't have a pen to write this down right now. The first one is blueberry vodka, blue carousel, banana liqueur, 7-Up lime juice. The other one, that's the blue drink. The red drink is raspberry vodka, banana liqueur, 7-Up, and grenadine. Trust me.
Okay, is this for a shot or like you have a punch bowl of that out?
You could do a punch bowl or you could do
Sounds like you'll have a stomach ache.
No, it's so good.
All right. Was there name for those? Names for those?
No.
Just danglers?
The pink one or the blue one. Lisa's special.
Good names. All right, Gloria joins us from Big Brothers Big Sister Home Lottery. You guys are doing the final push for ticket sales. 4 days left for people to get their hands on them, right?
We're looking at the deadline Monday at midnight. So just a couple days left. That's it. That's all that's left. We just have the grand prize, the big one. So you want to get your tickets right away.
People can still go and check out the homes.
They sure can. They're open tonight, 4 to 8, and then all weekend, 12 to 5.
Nice.
And how much are tickets again?
They started just $25, super reasonable, and you can definitely get in on the packs to save a couple coin.
All right, including 30 for 200. So if you can rally the troops at your office maybe and I'll go in on it, that's what we did here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so awesome. I have like, I'm pretty sure I have like 1/6 of a ticket.
You have 1/6 of a house?
There you go. Or
no, I called the garage. I don't.
You know, there's a lot of people going away this long weekend, maybe a big camping trip. You know, yeah. If you rally everyone to grab $25 each and put that in, I mean, why not? Every single purchase makes a difference.
And tell us what the money's going towards.
It's going towards our organization. We run mentoring and after-school programs for over 5,600 kids throughout Edmonton and area. And this is our biggest fundraiser. So the money we earn from this is really important to continuing to run those programs.
All right. And your goal is to raise $1 million. You're a bit short of that right now.
We're a little bit short. So we need everyone to come out. Edmonton, you guys are amazing. You always come out. You have the biggest heart. So we know we're going to get there with your help.
Okay. And where can people purchase tickets?
BigBrothersHomeLottery.org. Or you can come down to the houses and get them in person.
Perfect.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.